Tens of thousands of Australians are struggling to pay their energy bills, with new figures from the Australian Energy Regulator showing some customers are amassing big debts. About 200,000 people across the nation are now on payment plans or are deferring their bills. That's in line with industry measures to stop vulnerable consumers being disconnected during the pandemic. The average amount owed is more than $1,100, as Consumer Affairs correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
So what do you think we could cut down on them?
In the Hobart suburb of Chigwell, Cathy Flynn is talking through the family finances with her two teenage grandchildren who live with her.
Rug up with beanies and gloves and
turn the heater off.
Her winter energy bill has risen $900 this year.
I just burst out crying, which you don't reduce me to tears quickly, but that bill reduced me to tears because there was nowhere that I ever thought that I'd have a bill that huge.
With more people at home during the pandemic, the industry estimates residential energy usage has gone up between 15 and 20%, adding about an extra $200 per month to bills. Not everyone can absorb the rising costs. New figures from the Australian Energy Regulator show households are experiencing rising levels of energy debt. The regulator's chair is Claire Savage.
Total debt for residential customers has increased. So we look at that 90-day debt data, and that's when you've had a bill outstanding for 90 days or more. Average debt for those customers was about $960 at March, and it's increased to over $1,100 now.
Since the start of the pandemic, under new industry guidelines set out by the Australian Energy Regulator, retailers have not been disconnecting their customers who can't pay. Instead, residential and small business customers have been allowed to defer their bills without accruing interest, and now a total of $23 million remains unpaid. Craig Memory is from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre.
We're starting to see a bow wave of problems that are going to amount to real problems for energy users, households, and for the energy retailers. So far, the problem's been a bit masked by income support that is being provided by the government, which is actually being reduced.
The industry has launched a communications campaign to get information to their customers during the pandemic. Sarah McNamara is from the Australian Energy Council.
People can go on payment plans. Retailers have offered deferments for 6 months on payment of bills. And additionally, there's the more structured long-term financial hardship programs that all retailers must have.
Cathy Flynn says while her family did spend a little more time at home during the past few months, her supplier, Aurora, couldn't explain why her bill had gone up by $900.
I couldn't understand it, you know, sort of, and she couldn't explain it. And it was just, well, it was just the COVID and everyone's bills have gone up and everyone's threatening to go to the ombudsman about it.
Aurora Energy has told the ABC it's committed to helping its customers during these tough times, and Cathy Flynn has now had a smart meter installed to help her monitor her energy use. The company says it also has a $5 million COVID-19 customer support fund to help those in difficulty.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge there.